Today's lessons are from Psalms 103, verses 6 through 14, and Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. Please listen for the word of the Lord. And the Psalms 103, 6, 14 is the New James Version, King James Version. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He may know his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, as far as he removed his transgressions from us, as a father he pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. And then from Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you, I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, and even this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. The word of the Lord.
Oh, I didn't notice you here. How long have you been sitting here? You do know that the synagogue service ended about an hour ago. Well, who am I? I am Jacob. I'm the janitor at the synagogue, and this is my job. And you are welcome to stay. In fact, I'd like you to stay because I'm usually here alone, and it's nice to have someone to talk to, especially today. Today was one of the strangest days I've ever experienced here in this synagogue. And I'd like to tell someone about it, so you're here, you get to listen. The day started off just like any other Sabbath day. Our services was normal. We did our prayers, we received the blessing, we all headed to the fellowship tent where goat's milk and wafers were being served. Let me tell you, old Lady Marion serves the best wafers in the land. I could eat a dozen of them if she'd let me. But when I went back for seconds, she slapped my wrist and said, oh, Jacob, let the children have those wafers. The children need them more than your waistline does. What could I say? But I digress. Anyway, I took my wafer left the fellowship tent and went back to the synagogue to begin my chores. As I entered the synagogue, I thought I heard a noise, and I looked around, and right over there was Simon the tax collector, sitting right there in the sanctuary. Now, that was quite an unusual sight. Now, you know about tax collectors, don't you? Tax collectors, Simon in particular, are really terrible people. Terrible, terrible people. You may not know that because you're not around here, but around here, tax collectors are the most despised people around, and Simon is the most despised of the most despised. I don't even think the governor is despised as much as Simon the tax collector is. And the reason is, of course, is he steals our money, right? They say that he earns his money the old-fashioned way. He steals it. Well, he goes around collecting the taxes, and nobody likes to pay taxes, right? But I wouldn't mind if all I had to pay was just my due fair share of taxes. But you see, Simon comes around, and he charges double the fees. That's right, double the fees, and he keeps half for himself. Service charges, he calls it. Anyway, it wouldn't be, he can do that, right? He can do that because whenever he goes to collect the taxes, he has the Roman soldiers right behind him, right? You have to pay your taxes, everybody does, and nobody likes it. But you know what's even worse than having to pay double your taxes? It's the way he does it. It's his attitude when he comes and collects. So he comes to your door to collect the taxes, and when he, in addition to holding out that bucket where you put the money in, he has a smirk on his face. Yeah. I just want to wipe that smirk right off his face, but I know I can't with the three Roman soldiers behind him. He has you under his thumb, and he wants you to know it. So anyway, there is Simon over there praying after the synagogue services are over. Now, Simon comes to the synagogue. He's there every week. He comes to the services to make a show of it, to show how good a citizen he is. Yeah, he does that. But he doesn't stick around after. He doesn't go to the fellowship tent. No, no, no. He heads right to his great big chariot. It's a Roman model. I think they call it a Ferrari. Anyway, he heads to his chariot and squeals the tires and heads out. He wants everybody to know he was there, and he wants everyone to know how rich he is. No, I don't usually see Simon. I don't think I've ever seen Simon sitting in the sanctuary in the synagogue praying after everybody has left. But there he was. As I said, it was a strange, strange day. But that wasn't the only strange thing that happened. No, no, no. Because while I was watching Simon over here, I heard a noise over there. I looked over there, and there was Joseph. Joseph the Pharisee. Now, you guys know about Pharisees, right? They're the religious experts in the area. They spend all day studying the ancient scriptures and then explaining them to the rest of us. They are model citizens, aren't they? And they let you know it. I call them snobs because they do let you know. They're religious snobs. They live a perfect life, don't they? They are up before dawn, pray an hour before breakfast. They have another hour of prayer before they go to bed at night. They give a tenth of their money to the synagogue funds. They don't do anything wrong. They don't smoke. They don't drink.
That's right.
They don't do anything that's against the laws that they know so well. But that's not why I call them snobs. I call them snobs because they make sure you know that you're not as good as them. That's right. They make sure you know that you're not following the rules like they are. They're perfect. And, well, the rest of us are not. So I was just as surprised to see a Pharisee praying over there, only because they also don't usually come back for prayers here in the synagogue. But there he was, there Simon was. Two men that are opposite in many ways. And yet, maybe they weren't as opposite as I thought. You had Simon over here, a scum, a scum over here, and you had Joseph over here, a perfect scum. Oh, maybe I let that slip. You know, the only thing worse than somebody who's a scum is a perfect scum. Yeah. So there they are praying, and I'm wondering what to do. So I guess I go about my business. I start sweeping. And I make my way over to near where Joseph is praying. And I hear him praying, saying, "Thank you, God, that I am not like this tax collector." And I swear he pointed right over there. And I thought to myself, that's exactly the sort of prayer I'd expect Joseph to pray. This is the sort of prayer I expect any Pharisee to pray. Thank God I'm not like everybody else. I kind of swept around his feet a little bit, turned around, and when I faced the other eye, I said, "What a jerk." I don't know if he heard that or not. At this point, I couldn't really hear what Simon was praying, but I was really curious. What would the tax collector pray about? Would the tax collector pray to God to ask for more money? Would the tax collector ask for more creative ways to invest the money he has? Would the tax collector ask for a bigger house or a faster chariot? I don't know. So I was really curious. So I swept my way over there. I got over close to him, and I could barely hear him whisper. But he was saying, oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. When I heard that, my heart was pierced. It was like a dagger. Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. It was at that moment I fell to my knees. Right next to Simon, right there in that corner, I fell to my knees, bowed my head, and prayed, "Oh God, have mercy on me, for I'm a sinner too." Listen, there might still be some refreshments there. Why don't you go get some?